Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Fans of Power Podcast, your only weekly podcast dedicated to He-Man and She-Ra and everything in between. And I'm here, as always, with my guys, Joe Amato and Tyler Baker. What's up, guys?
Well, just, Joe...
Hey guys, I'm Tyler, nice to talk to you today, how's it going?
Oh, Tyler's not here, huh?
Tyler's not here this week, he couldn't make it, but he will be back next week, so...
Good, very good, very good. All right, well, since we had a little bit of a screw-up last week with the recording or whatnot, we did do the show, but something happened in the recording process that didn't go through, so I would like to touch upon the quick sellout of the early access of the Anti-Eternia He-Man figure. You know, because it brings us back to the old days of the quick 2, 3, 4, 5 minute sellouts. I mean, it was fast. And luckily, I screwed up because in my cart, I had one Anti-He-Man, because I usually buy two of everything. So I had one of him and one of like the gold Superman or whatever. So I had to go back and erase the Superman. And then I said, all right, let me just buy one. Let me just buy the Anti-He-Man. So at least I have one. So I was able to buy the one. And then I went back and I was able to buy two of them. So I did get the two. Mm-hmm. Funny thing is that one was shipped and I already got on Thursday. And then I got a shipping notice on Saturday that the second one was shipped, which was weird because they were both bought within a minute of themselves. So it's kind of strange, but...
But two separate orders you did. You did two separate orders.
But it's scary because are we going back to those, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5, 10 minute sellouts again of figures? I mean, I know he is the chase figure of 2016, but still, I mean, is that something that the fans should worry about again? I mean, what do you think about, Joe? I mean, is it early to jump the gun, or what do you think?
Well, I mean, it's something that I mean, we know to expect with the Chase ones, and I know it angers a lot of people because, you know, of course everybody wants to have it the second he comes out and they want him in his, in their collection. But, right. I mean, we know he's going to return. He'll come back. I always just tell people, as much as you want somebody, if you did miss them on early access or however it is, don't go to eBay because eBay is going to inflate that thing by
–
Yes, so just avoid eBay, because if you avoid them, then if those people can't sell it, eventually they'll start lowering it and lowering it. So just don't give in to the people that are trying to capitalize on
it. Yeah, and I also got to give it to a couple of the Facebook pages for saying, you know, if you inflate the price above a certain amount, that you will be it will be deleted and further actions will be taken. And I give them credit for that because that's something that should be implemented because, you know, that's taking full advantage of fans. I like that they're not giving into the scalpers. They're not giving into these people, you know, that because there are people out there that will buy the figure for, you know, an X amount of money. That's because they have to have the figure, which is understandable. But I mean, if you just play the waiting game, even if you wait a year from now, the price will come down drastically. I mean, I understand that you want the figure right away and you in your collection and
you know
whatnot,
what's weird about that? This is how I've noticed, at least with me. You know, because I admit, you know, I was always like that. I wanted it the second that sucker came out to say I had it. And then once I have it, he's just there on the shelf. And, you know, like that feeling, that rush, it's gone. So that's what I mean. It's like, just let go of the rush feeling and know he is going to come back. You'll find him. Yeah. And if... You know, you'll get him eventually. So just, you know, try not to freak out and just don't give in to scalpers.
Without a doubt, he'll be back for, you know, Cyber Monday or Black Friday, that wholesale that Maddie has. He'll definitely pop up again. I mean, but I know, yeah, he'll probably have a quick sellout then too. But just like, you know, the past Chase figures, they always pop up during the year. And if you're on Facebook pages and you're friends with other people, you know, they'll look out for you. They'll give you a heads up.
There's cool people out there.
I mean, there was plenty of people last year with the Spirit of Grayskull that, unfortunately, I was always late to the game. But I did get them. But, you know, people, you know, help you out. They do give you a heads up and let you know that, hey, listen, you know, he's up, he's out, it's online, go now.
Yeah, and like I said, and he'll be back. And you know what? That's not even something.
Yeah, yeah, it's early. Know, this is the first time he was available.
And that
what
didn't
are we,
really
in April? I mean, we still have
a lot
of the year left. I'm sure he'll be given at least 4 to 6 more times. You know, you'll get him.
The anti-attorney, like that thing. Yeah, that anti-attorney He-Man thing, that actually didn't upset me. What upset me is I felt bad for a lot of the people that bought the Filmation Trap Jaw. And it was kind of sad that he has this eye problem where one eye is painted up real high and one's low. And that wasn't on just like just one or a couple people. I mean, I was seeing tons of people in the groups having this issue where we dropped Brian, he'll be back. So I'll just talk to you guys for a second and we'll try to reconnect to him. But I was going to a lot of the groups, a lot of the Facebook pages, and I was seeing this issue where they're calling him the googly eye trap jaw, where he has one, you know, high, one low. You're back.
All right.
Are you back?
What happened.
That's okay. Well, I was just telling, you know, telling everybody and talking about trap jaw and his eye issue, and I feel bad that they, I don't know what happened there, or why they couldn't have had. I mean, it's really not that hard. I mean, like I said, I'm a customizer. The people that are doing this should be 100 times better than I am, and the one thing you can usually always do is get that boom, boom right in the center of the eyes. It's not that hard.
So
to see the up and low, I didn't understand it. And that is upsetting when you especially have the Min-On card collectors, because some people who have loose, I've heard a lot of people say, hey, it's an easy fix. Paint it. You know what? They shouldn't have to, though. You know, it's if you're paying the 20, you shouldn't have to.
We're paying close to $40, you know, with tax and shipping per figure. So,
and the Min-On card collectors are really screwed. Those are the ones I feel bad for because they're stuck with
that. We really should get a product that we should be proud to own. I mean, without any touch-ups or anything like that. I mean, it's something that we pay a lot of money for. So they should get it right the first time. I mean, I know my Orcos. I have the color changing Orco and the regular Orco, and he's got crazy eyes. I think all the versions of them. I think they're all cross-eyed and looking opposite directions and whatnot. So, I mean, I understand it sucks, but again, you know, what are you gonna do? I mean, it's you know, and then but you know, you could take the chance of returning it, but then again, you might get the same thing back, or they might say, hey, listen, we don't have any in stock, and then you return yours and you don't get anything back. So, you know, you're better off sometimes just keeping what you have and dealing with it, which kind of sucks, again, like I said, because you're paying so much money for something, it should be right the first time.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully the next ones will be okay. Like I said, I mean, there's always some issues, but yeah, that was a disappointment because, I mean, he's an awesome figure, and it was just...
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah. Actually, like I said, I always buy two. I buy one to open and one to close, and the one I opened, when I moved his left leg, because his, like, I guess like his shin knee pad, you know, goes up over his thigh. And he's got like a paint issue or whatever, but I mean, I'm sure I can try to fix it, but you know, stuff like that. I mean, it's just stupid little things like that. Again, we shouldn't have to deal with it. I mean, we're paying good money for these toys. I mean, if you can get like a rinky dink little crappy G.I. Joe for $5 at Toys R Us, that's fine. Every time you buy him, you know, a $40 figure should be worth the $40. I mean, we shouldn't have to do you know, fix our uppers or get customizers to fix them or anything like that. No,
right.
I think they should, you know, do a little bit better on the quality control.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure it'll pick up. I mean, like I said, it's rare when that kind of stuff happens, but when it does, it's obvious. It's just something you just want to point out, just for people to know and to look out for. Especially if there might be some people going to eBay. You know, it's like make sure you look at the pictures real good before you buy it.
Right.
So you know.
Read the description, definitely. Like I said in past episodes, I've jumped the gun without watching, reading the description or looking and watching the pictures or videos or whatever, and you know, I screwed myself in the past, and you really gotta sometimes get into the detail with that stuff because
it doesn't hurt to ask either. Meaning,
Some
people they'll use that stock photo, so you can always ask them. Say, is this your actual? Say, is this your actual figure, or is this a stock photo, and then ask questions, and then they can reply.
Some people are up front and tell you it's a stock photo, you know, because they don't actually have the person, the figure in hand yet, so they'll, you know, they'll say it's a stock photo, which is good, because, you know, it's good to know. But yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, everybody should just chill and not run to eBay and pay the ridiculous amount of money that these scalpers and secondhand sellers or buyers, whatever you want to call them, that are the money they're trying to get, because it's sky high right now. The anti-He-Man figure, what he's going for, it's ridiculous. I mean, just hang out and wait, man. You'll get them, and you'll get them cheap. You'll get them for the price, you know. And again, if you wait a year or two, I mean, you might get a trade, or in a year or two from now, I mean, the price will come down so much, you'll probably get him cheaper than what he actually is going for, you know, on Maddie, you know. So, you know, just hang out and wait. It'll come to you. Don't rush. There's no need to. I know everybody gets antsy and they want them in their collection and all, but if you wait, play the waiting game. Let them come to you. You'll get them for a decent price. It'll be worth the wait, you know.
Right. Yeah. I mean, with me, I mean, I just haven't had the money for a while to really be buying figures, and for other reasons too. But so I haven't got the past couple years of figures. So eventually, if I come into money or get back in the flow, I can catch up on all the figures I didn't get. But yeah, so I haven't been.
Thank God, you know, we've been lucky without, you know, like we one of the hard ones like Tila and Fisto and Whiplash. We haven't come across any LOs in a long time. So, you know, the figures, you know, you can get for a decent price, especially if you're buying like a lot, you know, or you know, someone's selling the collection off. You can always get them for a good price, especially with the Facebook pages now. I mean, it's so much easier getting them straight from the fans. A lot of these people are just looking for what they paid for. You know, they're not looking to make $1 million off of them, which is great. Or again, you can make a trade, or especially like you make a custom, you know, you can trade a custom for the figure you're looking for, stuff like that. It's always good to do. So, yeah,
like I said, I don't sweat it because I know it's not like the old days. I'm not going to ever have to worry about getting a classic figure and having to pay $1,000 for like some crazy vintage figure. So I don't sweat it. I know one day I'll be able to get them, and it's cool. So.
Oh yeah, yeah, and a lot of them they overproduce, and there's a lot made. So like again, if you play the waiting game and you let them come to you, you'll get them. You know, you'll get them for the price you're looking for. You know, it's just a lot of people jump. For some reason, I don't know. It's just like they got to have it. And I don't know what they're thinking. Like, they're going to never get them. You know? They'll get them.
Well, it's you know, you see a lot of people, they really love it. Like, if there's sometimes prototypes or some of those samples pop up on eBay, you know, I mean, sure, you like having it first. It is. It's a cool feeling. But like I said, that feeling, it kind of settles down. So, I mean, just if
Or that guy who steals them from the factory, who, you know, that one guy. There's one or two or three guys that somehow always get their hands on a figure months before it hits the store or the online store, and people pay ridiculous amounts of money. I mean, just so what? You can say you have it. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I see it, the reason why, but still, it's just like wait. You know, you'll get them.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, if they got the money
for the one figure, you can buy five or six.
Sure, but I mean, you know, it is. I mean, hey, if they got the money, I mean, more power to them, because I know some people like showing those pictures, and it is cool when they share, and you're like, dang, you got that figure already. It's fun to share it around. So some people, they got the money, it's like, hey, do what you got to do.
Oh, yeah, sure, definitely. I mean, I'm definitely, you know, all for that, man. If you have it. And also, it's great to see the figure way before it comes out. I love that. I mean, don't get me wrong. I do love seeing that. But I'm not the type of person to fork out the money for stuff when I know I can just, you know, wait and get it for the price that I can afford. Because, you know, this stuff isn't cheap that we collect.
Right. Now, was there anything else about eBay that you were wanting to talk about, or there was?
Well, you know, again, I'll always bring up the same thing about the people. You know, like this same things that certain sellers have and they've had on now for months that They're still trying to get the price, and there's still nothing wrong with that. But I mean, no one's biting, and you keep relisting it. I mean, you must be paying a buttload of money for relisting fees, and no one's biting on the amount that you're selling it for. I mean, bring it down, you know, especially when it's someone like me that's sending you emails or trying to contact you at a price, a decent price at that.
Do you ever get a response?
No, or, you know, I get the I'll just keep it in my collection response, you know, but then, you know, they keep relisting it. It's like, okay, well.
What are you trying to get?
What?
What are you trying to get? Is there something?
I'm always trying to get that Hordak, that talking Hordak video. There's another piece. I forget what it was now, but it was that and something else. Again, it's like it's always up. They keep relisting these things. No one's biting for them because they're too expensive. I mean, $250 for a talking Hordak that's missing the battery cover, chipped face, no box. I mean, to me, it's not worth it. It's more of like a display. Put it on your shelf type piece. I mean, it probably doesn't even pick up AM radio that good as it is because it's over 30 years old. So, you know, and who's going to sit there and listen to AM radio anyway? So,
yeah, I guess.
I don't know.
Unless you want to hear it, what do they do, politics on AM? I don't even know. I don't listen to it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, going to listen to like Rush Limbaugh or Newt Gingrich or I don't know. Who knows? But, you know, again, you know, you just. Some people, I don't know. It's like, you know, I understand you want a price or you want to make money or you want to make something, but you know, you also got to listen to the fan base or at least shop around and see what the going price is of things. Sometimes a lot of things aren't what people think it's worth. It's more of a sentimental value or what they think stuff is worth. It's not. Well, you know, that's my point of view of things.
Yeah, some people don't know what the values are. You'll get some people who've never really sold on eBay before and think they have gold. But yeah, I see what you mean.
Yeah, yeah. They may have gold, but it's not platinum gold, you know?
Right, right.
There's difference, you know?
Definitely. Now, last week, the episode that got cut off, you wanted to talk about a particular mini comic you were going to describe. So what was that comic you were going to tell people about?
Oh. That's right. Okay. Well, it was the Return from Terra Island. It was an unproduced, uncolorized mini comic, and it's in the Dark Horse, the He-Man and Masters of the Universe mini comic collection book, and it's pretty cool. Supposedly, it has a footnote somewhere. Hold on. Let me see if I can find the footnote because I believe it said, where's that footnote? I don't
have the book, so I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't
give me a sec. They said something along the lines that they believe it was supposed to come out during Flying Fist He-Man and Terra Claws Skeletor, because Flying Fist He-Man, he's not in the uniform but he's using the shield. It says right here, the sorceress bestows He-Man with a three-headed mace and spinning shield, suggested that this mini comic may have been planned to be packaged with Flying Fist He-Man. The story of He-Man receiving these weapons in different this story of He-Man receiving these weapons is different in the actual mini comic, The Flying Fists of Power. So it is different. Maybe they were going to use this and they didn't. And they went with the other one with the Flying Fist of Power. But it's actually a really cool story. It's a good Evil-Lyn story. I like their stories with her, and she's giving everybody nightmares. And
yeah, because for the fans that don't know, what's kind of the basis of it? You can let them know kind of like what it is.
Basically, it's like Evil-Lyn sneaks into the castle of Eternos, and she gives Marlena, I guess, like a spell of a nightmare, and then she gives one to Prince Adam, but I guess Prince Adam finds out that it's not a nightmare, it's real. So he talks to the sorceress. The sorceress gives him the spinning shield and the, you know, flying fist stuff. So he goes to battle with Skeletor, Rattlore, and Tongue Lasher. Work, you know, it's always cool to see them working with Skeletor and not the Snake Man. And you know, at the end, He-Man saves the day. Malena lives, you know, and Evil-Lyn loses. And it's a pretty cool story. You know, it's too bad it wasn't produced. But again, we got it. It's in the Dark Horse book. It's if you don't have the book, it's well worth the money. I don't know how much it is. What do we got? $30, $29.99 on the back of this thing, man. I mean, it's completely worth it. You get all the He-Man mini comics. You get all the She-Ra mini comics. You get all the NA mini comics. You get all the Fantastic Fashions explanations.
Oh, they put those in there too. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah, you have, and then you got the newer, you got some of the newer classic mini comics.
Then was you the have unproduced the, one that was supposed to be in, like, for the 2000 X figures? Was there an unproduced?
That's in here too. Yeah, the.
Does it have a title or no title?
Let me see. I believe it does have a title. There's well, the two packs that they made in Toys R Us. They're both in here, I believe. The He-Man and Skeletor 2-pack, that one's in here. And then the let me see what this one is. This the doesn't have a title, actually. I don't see one.
Okay.
For the what was it? Spinning blades. What were they called? I forget the name.
Oh, the smash and spin, the crap and crappier. Right. Yeah. But yeah, those were the last time I enjoyed comics for the NBCs.
Yeah, we finally got that in here. You know, we would tease for years on the boards about them showing them, and they never did. I guess they were waiting for this book to come out so they finally have that in here. And there's another book in here. I believe it was with the Hordak, not the Hordak, the Grizzlor, the 2-pack or whatever.
Oh, the 2-pack with Hordak and Grizzlor with that audio cassette.
That's in here as well. The Power of the Evil Horde featuring He-Man and Skeletor. The footnote is this booklet and audio cassette were packaged with the rare Hordak and Grizzlor 2-pack. So, yeah, I mean,
shame about that is. You know, a lot of people, like you said, they never had that, including me. You know, growing up, eventually I found the book.
Never had either.
But what's cool about that audio cassette, unlike a lot of the other records and cassettes from the other books, was this one had the voices from the Filmation characters. So it was almost – it felt like it was a lost episode of the cartoon. And it's too bad there wasn't some way they could have supplied an MP3 or some kind of audio file.
No, maybe they you know, could be in the works. I mean, hopefully they continue to do stuff like this. I mean, I'm really hoping for the UK comics. Maybe we could get the Masters magazines. You know, there's a lot of possibilities that Dark Horse has that hopefully they can do. I mean, they've done this book, the mini comic book, which I never thought would ever come to, you know, ever be. They did this. They did the Filmation book that we did, that's coming out. I believe, you know, like I said, I would love for them to do the UK comics. That'd be great to have all those in one book, because they're expensive. You know, they're really inflated and hard to find. You know,
right.
They're really hard to get. I have a few. The She-Ra ones. I was able to acquire actually all of them on the computer. I bought it from some guy, which is pretty cool. But I mean, I like to have stuff like physical. You know, in my hand, physical copies and stuff. You know, it's cool to reference it and stuff like that. So,
right.
You know, always, it's just cool to have. I mean, I really hope Dark Horse continues to do cool stuff like this. I mean, maybe the Star Comics. That'd be cool. Have a book of that. It'd be cool. I mean, you know, there's a lot of possibilities that they could do. I'm really hoping that they keep moving forward with stuff and continue to do really cool stuff that they have. I mean, like I said, I never thought in a million years I'd have a book with all the mini comics in it. And I mean, really, right. I mean, it's amazing. You know, and again, it's just not He-Man. It's the She-Ra and the new adventures. I mean, even though there's only four new adventures, I only own three of the four. The one that I don't own is pretty expensive. And but it's cool to have them. It's a really cool book to own. And for $30, man, I mean, it's worth it. It's well worth it.
Yeah, especially you know? Since you don't have to wear out your actual original vintage comics. You could just have this giant book to look at.
I mean, you got this book, man. It's got everything in it. It comes with its own bookmark, too. So, I mean, again, $30, man. It's totally worth it. And I'm sure you could probably get it even cheaper on eBay if you want to get it used. You know, somebody probably already, you know, bought it to read it and sell it. I know a lot of people do that with books. So, you know, it's well worth the history in it. You know, they have interviews with people in between stories here and there of the artists or the people who wrote the comic or stuff like that. It's definitely worth the money. $30 is well worth the money.
Yeah, as long as people keep buying, they'll keep. Yeah, I'm sure they'll keep forking them out, and people are buying them.
You know, again, I hope they go and move forward, maybe do with the UK comics or the Masters Universe magazines, the She-Ra magazines could be in another book or the same book as the He-Man. I mean, it's cool stuff that they could do. There's a lot of stuff. So there's a lot. I mean, you do the Lady Bird books, you do the Golden books, you know, you could do the records, the storybooks that came with the records. There's a lot of possibilities that, you know, they can get to and make into a book. And I'm sure there's a lot of fans that would love to own stuff like that. Cause me as a fan would love, I love it, you know, and the more, the better.
I wonder how they could do you think they could give us any way of doing an audio file with the book? Like what kind of format would that be? So in case they did give us all the record books and the ones that tapes.
I mean, you can add like a little what is that called? A USB stick. And you could just plug it into your computer and listen as you know, listen like the old days. Like if you put the record on and you read along with the record, you can put the USB stick in your computer and read along and listen to, you know, the same way. Mm-hmm. If they have the originals or copies of whatever and transfer it over, I'm sure there's ways of doing it. I mean, technology has come so far. I mean, you know, just look at Dick Tracy back in the day using his watch as a phone. Now my phone could do everything on it. So, I mean, you know, it's crazy. It's definitely crazy.
Yeah.
You know. So, is there anything you want to ramble about eBay or anything like that? I mean, you have anything?
Well, with me, like I said, I don't buy nothing no more. I mean, my collection, my vintage stuff is pretty much stuff I grew up with, so it's rare I ever go to look. And like I said, I just, you know, I can't afford to buy the classics one. But no, I guess I can't ramble about eBay because I don't do much eBay. If I could ever find a cool, I guess if I could ever find a cool piece of art or rare comic from another country, that'd be fun. But that doesn't usually pop up too often.
Yeah, it's hard to find. I mean, that usually that stuff you actually have to go to like eBay.UK or eBay.IT to like for like eBay in Italy, and you know, you go to places like you can find it. The only down thing with that is the shipping. It's like I bought this awesome New Adventures cup or a glass or whatever you want to call it, but the shipper for the guy for some reason wouldn't ship it to America, and I said, listen, I'm paying for it. I'll pay for it, whatever it is. I don't care. I mean, I ship things to Europe, but you know, it's a little form you got to fill out. It takes less than 5 minutes for the customs form. I'm like, you know, come on, just do it. But
did you say it was glass or was it a cup?
Yeah. It was like a, I don't know if you know, but you know, the set they made in the 80s of it's like He-Man and then Man at Arms and Orko. I think it was like the same size as those.
Oh, so it was a glass. I didn't know if they got worried about shipping it across.
No, the guy he just wouldn't ship it to the United States. It was like a UK thing, you know, United Kingdom only. But I wrote to him. I'm like, I want it. I won the auction. I'm willing to pay whatever it is. Please ship it. But the guy wouldn't do it. So,
wow.
You know, so then I had to tell him to cancel it because they kept sending me notices to pay. And I'm like, I paid him. The guy just won't ship it. So I guess they got on his case to cancel it too, because, I guess they either, told him to ship it or cancel it too, because that's basically, it was two options. And then he finally canceled it, which kind of bumped me out because I really wanted it. A friend of mine showed it to me. My friend Tom Breisky, he sent it to me. He linked me to it. And I was like, dude, I'm buying it. And then I wrote to him 2 seconds. I'm like, I bought it.
And then I had a different piece of New Adventures art on it, right? Because I think I seen two different glasses at one time that were up there. But, yeah, they were beyond what I could afford. And plus, like you said, they wouldn't ship to me anyway.
It was so cheap. It was like, I don't know, like maybe $12 American dollars. You know, it was really cheap. And but he just wouldn't ship it to America for whatever the reasons are, you know. So, whatever. I didn't get mad with him. I didn't, get pissy with him. I just said, all right, whatever. Have fun selling it to somebody else.
Yeah.
Hopefully somebody will get that night collection and adore it like I would have,
Yeah. Well, the eBay sellers, like I said, you get some good, some bad. Some people want to take a risk, and I guess you just got to deal with whatever they're going to, however they're going to be.
Yeah. I mean, because what it is too, you get people that, they'll say they never got it, and they did, because I know this kind of happened to me a lot that long ago, and they were like, I never got something, and whatever, so.
Yeah, speaking of eBay, because like I said, I just don't do nothing there, but I just wanted to say something about, not particularly a Masters of the Universe item, but a Masters of the Universe fan that I guess was looking out for me. About a year ago, I posted about when I was a kid. This was almost 27 years ago. I sent in a hint code, whatever you want to call it, for a Sega Master System game called Alex Kidd in Miracle World. And this was when the first issue of GamePro came out. And they said, if they publish your code, you'll win a free T-shirt and a door hanger.
Really?
So it was about like,
because you're Joe Amato and only stuff like that happens to you.
Right. So about a month later, or almost two, I got in the mail T-shirt. I got the door hanger. Said congratulations, we accepted your code. It's gonna be printed in issue 3 of GamePro or whatever it was. I was like, awesome, and I was freaking out. So I went to the store, and needless to say, this is the only issue of GamePro I never found. And that was back in the days with no internet. So fast forward all these years, and last year I posted about this. I said, I've searched eBay. I said, I cannot find this issue. I said, to save me, for whatever reason, I cannot find this. It's never for sale. Well, somebody in secret has been searching, and just last week, out of nowhere in the mail, came this package. I expected nothing of it because I didn't order anything. And right. I opened it up. It was that issue of GamePro, and then there was a sticker on it, and it said, from Tom Ace. So, a lot of people know Tom Ace. He's a big Master Universe collector, just like you. I contacted him, and he's like, Joe, I've been searching for a year for you, man. He's like, I finally found this, and I just thought it'd be cool, man, to surprise you. So Tom, man, it meant a lot. I just want to say thanks, because it was cool to finally see my name in print after all these years, after 27-some years. I finally got to see that code I sent in. It was a cool feeling, and from one Masters fan to another, thanks for giving me that that feeling from my childhood that I never had. And I think, with me saying that, I think we just lost. Right. Wait, he's back. Hey, there, you're back.
Yep. All right. Okay. So you were saying you just got this package.
Oh, I said the whole story. I didn't know you were gone. I said the whole story. So I got it. And like I said, again, thanks, Tom. I really appreciate it. It means a lot, man. So now to see my like I said, my name, the code. Of course, you know, where they said the city I grew up in, they spelled the city wrong. I was like, of course they screwed something up on there years ago. But hey, either way, it said Joe Amato, and that was cool to see.
So what you got? What was it?
Oh, I didn't know what you missed. And the package. The package was the issue of Game Pro that I never found when I was a kid.
Oh, okay.
Tom Ace sent it to me.
Tom got it for you. Nice.
Yeah, Tom got it, but he found it. The thing is, it didn't come from Tom. It came from whoever the seller was. He got it. And he told him put a note in there saying from Tom Ace because it just because I didn't expect nothing of it. So it was cool. So yeah, Tom got it.
Oh, that's
so.
Really cool.
And that was
cool.
Awesome. He said he was doing it from when I put it up last year. He said he's been searching the whole year. And so that was cool. That's why, you know, we always talk about how some Masters fans or just people right. in general can be kind of strange and mean and price gouging. And then you get cool people like that to do something.
Yeah,
like
you get people like come out of the blue and come in and help you, you know. It's pretty cool. I mean, it's amazing. You know, our community is strange like that. You know, you can make some good friends in our community. You know, we look out for each other. We help each other. And it's cool. You know, I actually just bought the Game Boy Advance He-Man game again. And I think I spent $30 on the game and I bought the Game Boy Advance for $10. So,
okay. Oh, you never had that before, huh?
No, I did. I did have it, actually. But I bought it, and I left it at my cousin's house in San Francisco.
Mm.
And he had a bad breakup with his ex, and she threw away everything. And, of course, my He-Man game was one of them. So I finally found another one in the box with everything, the comic, the instructions, everything. So,
okay.
So I just got it again, and I think it's funny that I spent $30 on the game and $10 on the unit to play it in. So now right. I gotta buy the Game Genie to cheat my way to win, because I remember it being pretty hard without the Game Genie.
Oh, okay, not for me, but this isn't the podcast to talk about it, but if I was to ever tell you about some of the things I did with video games back in the old days, some people wouldn't believe it, but I would always post proof of it. I was
I'm not good at games at all. Very, very, very bad at them. So I like to cheat and try to win that way.
Cheat to win. That's always the best way to do it. That's how you get the most enjoyment out of a game.
Yeah. So yeah, I bought the game. Yeah, I finally got the game in the box with the game and the comic, the instructions and everything. So, you know, it's worth it.
Quick question, because I don't have, like I said, I don't have that Dark Horse comic collection. Did they include that Game Boy Advance mini comic in there too?
No, I thought they would. No, they didn't. No.
Oh. I mean, I know it was just like a little mini
comic. I mean, it's really, I mean, talk about mini comic. This is
I mean, it's just a.
It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7 and then counting 8, the last page, and there's not a lot of dialogue, so it's really short and sweet, you know. So, I mean, it might have taken up maybe like 2 or 3 pages in the actual book, so that's probably why they kept it out, or maybe they're keeping it for the next volume, you know, who knows.
Okay, yeah, there's plenty more volumes that can be done, so let's hope for the best.
So, I'm hoping they keep going, man, again, like, you know. There's a lot to be done that they could be doing, so.
Definitely.
Yeah. All right, so why don't we take a commercial break, and then we'll come back and do a little bit of more talking.
Okay.
You're listening to a podcast from PopCultureNetwork.com.
All right, guys, we are back from break, and Joe's got something he wants to rant about. So, Joe, rant away, my friend.
Okay, well, where I live, we usually don't have many comic conventions. It's just something that never comes to where I live. But last year, there was this little mini thing called Fantasticon. And it was kind of like just a small little event where I live. And it was cool, but it had such a good response that
they came. You went to it?
Last year, yeah. It was, like I said.
Oh, wow.
Nothing gigantic, but it was funny. I mean, believe me, it's nothing comparing to what you people have with your San Diego Comic Cons and
right.
you know, all the
Comic
stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's nothing. But I mean, well, I don't mean it like that. I'm not putting it down. But I mean, it's not size wise. But still, it was cool to see people were selling old things, some new things. There was a couple people dressed up. Well, anyways, it returned this year and it went to a bigger arena. And they had some, like, you know, guests from, like, Star Trek and stuff. And, you know, some, like, celebrity sign and stuff. And it was bigger. And it was fun. It was cool to see. You know, I found some stuff. But I guess the coolest thing was, this is what I said it last week. But, you know, like I said, our episode didn't come up. So I'll say it again. I was at a table. I was looking at some stuff.
Right.
And I seen some figures, some other figures. And I heard a guy saying, "Oh my God, oh my God, no way, no way." I mean, this guy was freaking out, and I'm just looking at the figures, and I kind of like peek over at him, and the guy behind the table said, "What are you talking about?" He was like, "That's He-Man. It's He-Man." I was like, "I can't believe it. I grew up with He-Man. I love He-Man." I was like, "I can't believe it. It's back." And he got so excited, he's seen three figures.
Trapjaw. The classic figures?
Well, this is what I'm going to get to. He's seen Trapjaw, Triclops, and He-Man.
Okay.
And so he's freaking out about these. And here's the thing. These were 2000X figures, and he's going bananas. So he sat there and bought them, and after he was all done, I kind of came up to him. I was like, "Hey, man," I was like, "that's pretty cool. I see you got those figures." I was like, "But did you know those figures were released towards the beginning of 2000? He's like, "What?" He was like, "No." He's like, "I didn't have a clue. I thought this was new." I was like, "Well, I mean, they're new to you if you've never seen them."
Right.
I was like, "But
right.
I was like, there's stuff that's actually being made now." He was like, "More than this?" And I told him about Mad Collector. I told him about the classics figures. In fact, there was even a person over in that area that I kind of like steered him to that had Goatman, Battle Cat, and I think the Hover.
Wow.
So he got to see the newer stuff. So, I mean, he thanked me. You know, I sent him a friend request on Facebook. We're friends now. We talk. I told him a lot of the groups to go to on Facebook pertaining to He-Man so he can interact. But it's what I tried to always say before, that if you're just finding, about He-Man again, that doesn't make you less of a fan. You know, just we assume that if you're a He-Man fan, you have to know about classics. You have to know about everything new. Well, you know, what's weird is, I mean, I deal with people every day on Facebook and other parts of social media that are big fans, have all the vintage stuff, love the cartoons, but had no clue about the new stuff. It's just because sometimes people move on, you know, not being reached.
Well, yeah. And again, it was very poor advertising on Mattel's part. I know we spoke about it last week again, though, but it didn't, you know, we had our recording problems. You know, they took a one-page ad out in the magazine Toy Fair when it was out, and
Not everybody gets that. That's what I mean.
Not everybody collected Toy Fair. For the fact is that not everybody collected the comic books, because that was like kind of a book for you know, like a price guide, you know, for comics and whatnot. And you know, they'd have
in different ways. See, because like right there when that fan got that. It's a fan was born. He was brought back. Fan was brought back. And it's cool to see because, again, like when the DC comics were first coming out, I remember when those first came out and I was in the comic store, there's people said, "No way, he." Again, it's always "No way, he, man." But sure enough, that is what they say. They freak out. And then I start telling them, like, "Oh, those are the comics. Do you know they have figures?" "No." And that's what I mean. That would have been a perfect outlet for that DC comic to have at least a one.
Sure.
Say, go to MattyCollector.com.
Right.
These figures. Because we, believe me, the Masters of the Universe, Princess of Power fans, believe me, there are tons more that need to come back that just don't know about this because there's nothing there.
Right.
And that's why I guess
like a poster in your comic stores of, you know, Maddie, you know, if they would give the comic stores a free poster, I'm sure they'd put it up on their wall, collect, you know, new He-Man figures, you know, buy the subscription, look at the new Filmation figures or whatever, you know, just something, some type of advertisements. It's just, I really believe they're lacking big time, and I guess they're happy with the money they're making, but I mean, they could be making a lot more if they would just advertise more and get it out there more. I mean,
it's true. If it was, like I said, if there was just one, some way of just reaching the fans a little more, you could bring in thousands and thousands more fans. I mean, because Jesus, I mean, like just for an example, like, you know, for some of the comics, I thought sometimes they would say sales of this first issue might have been 18,000 or 22,000. And I'm like, okay, just that should give you an idea of like the volumes of type of fans that could exist. Not saying, you know, like, okay, some people might buy multiple ones. But I mean, what I mean is people go to different ways when they forget. Because He-Man hasn't been around all the time. Like, unlike, it seems like Turtles seems like they never went away.
Transformers, the Joes, they've always somehow stuck around, you know, still because of time.
Yeah, He-Man had gaps, though. And when people sometimes leave a property, they move on to other things. And it just happens. It's called life. Yeah. But if you can catch them in some way or another, you can bring them back. That's why, like I said, it would be great if a movie ever happened, even though there's been 16 years of delays and scripts of this is going to happen. If a movie when you're going to find the real – I mean, not the real fans, the majority of those fans that were lost, because that's going to be promoted, obviously, in everybody's face. You're going to see it on TV magazines, Entertainment Weekly, whatever.
Hopefully you'll get toys back in retail and –
It would happen. You need to take that chance. And I don't, like I said, for me, we have over 30 years of established stories. There's never been one set canon, but go with what's pretty much always been out there that you know about the person being destined to wield the sword and the power of Grayskull, the evil of Skeletor. Make a movie already. I mean, it's not rocket science. Please do it. If you're seeing fans making amazing things and amazing projects with like comics and other stories I've been seeing, I'm sure Hollywood should be able to knock out a great story. I just it baffles
me. Unless their expectations are way too high and it's just not good enough for them. I mean, I don't know what they're waiting for. I mean, the 87 movie, a lot of people put it down. I thought it was a great movie. The plot kind of sucked. Yeah, I mean, it was kind of silly. But to me, it's still a great movie. I mean, I love it. I mean,
if fans go back and watch it again, I think they'd see they did a damn good job for the money, budget, and what they had back then.
Oh, yeah.
All the constraints and things that made it to where you couldn't have certain things, then you can.
And they were doing how many movies? Canon was doing.
That was ridiculous. Like too many.
Like 200 movies at that time.
There was a ton. But nowadays we have special effects. You have money. I mean, it can happen, and people do get it. And for some people, think, oh, fantasy movies don't work. I mean, no, there's plenty of the fantasy movies. Sci-fi.
Look at Star Wars.
Look at Star Wars. Heck, look at Avatar. Look at 300. Look at any of those kind of movies.
Look at Batman versus Superman. Look at how much money that movie just made.
Lord of the Rings. Those type of movies.
Yeah, Lord of the Rings. Right.
They're
right.
Into that stuff. So, like I said, present it properly, and people are going to want to go see that movie. And then maybe it could bring birth to a new cartoon. And then, like you said, toys back in the stores, merchandise back in the stores. And we need a new generation of fans because
– the amount of merchandise that was made in the 80s – I mean, you could find the a Masters of the Universe name on practically everything and anything in the 80s. I mean, it's ridiculous if you just go – I mean, I'm a collector of the merchandise. I know you are too. But even if you're not a collector of it, just go on eBay and you'll see just the amount of crazy stuff that they made back then. I mean, it's not something that they can't redo. I mean, I wish they would redo it.
Still, like I said,
I really
hope they wouldn't give up on, like I said, don't give up on the fans. Like I said, they are out there. There's some of the, what you want to say, some people
they're very passionate.
Hard, hardcore, passionate, but there's fans that are out there. I mean, Jesus, it was a $1 billion franchise back then.
Yeah.
Why give up on it? Bring it back, because remember, we can't keep it going. You know, like I said, Turtles and Transformers and everything else, it's not only keeping the fans that were back then. And yes, some people are sick of like the remakes or the new takes on it and don't like it.
Right.
But they're at least bringing in new generations of fans. What are we bringing in? We're not getting new generations. Sure, we can pass it down to our kids and get, them to kind of get into it. But we have to feed it to them. It's not like they can see it. So they need to do something, get a new generation. Otherwise, just Masters will go away, and it's sad because it has so much potential. And I mean, not meaning it's no good.
So
I mean,
history.
I mean, history and potential. It deserves so much more for the stories, the characters, everything. It's sad to me to see that, and I'd hope that.
That's why like all the bios for the classics like really got me aggravated because. Them killing this person off or this person, it just like, 30 years worth of knowing this character. And then all of a sudden, boom, he gets killed in a battle by some scrub. Like to me, it just was some of that stuff was just really badly written. Poorly written.
Like I said before, other things. I mean, sure, we know that, yes, there's been a lot of different interpretations of Superman, Spider-Man, Batman, but consistently, usually, it's like it's about Batman. It's about Spider-Man. It's about Superman. And they've been around for 70, 80 years, however long some of them Why does Masters have to kill off people? You don't have to. It's a shock.
Not at all.
But that's, I mean, just don't do it to every single person. And the thing with
not everybody needs to be related. That's another thing that kind of pisses me off. Like they kind of
everybody now,
with the new comic, everybody's kind of intertwined with people, everybody. And
here's what I didn't like. I'll tell you what I didn't like the most. And I know, like I said, people, some agree, some don't. And like I said, it's just my opinion. You know, if people have other opinions, that's absolutely fine, and I appreciate it. It's about the secret identity. Now, I just want to explain something. Now, in the new ones, it's like, yes, everybody now knows that Adam is He-Man.
Right.
And it irritates me.
But
here's the thing, though. A lot of people say, well, what's the purpose of a secret identity? Because they said, either way, they're always coming after Prince Adam's family, and you know they're coming after his friends. So whether he's He-Man or not He-Man, they're always coming after his family. And you know what? Sure, you got a good point. Here's my thing, though. He has to have a secret identity, because if you know that Prince Adam's He-Man, and let's say when he's Prince Adam, you catch him and you snap his neck, or you're going to fight him, you're going to kill him a lot easier than when he's He-Man. That's why I would want that secret identity. So if I want to go out as Prince Adam and enjoy myself and relax and take a break from He-Man, I don't have to worry about somebody trying to snap my neck or shoot me with a blast.
Keep looking over your shoulder. Yeah, you don't have to worry about that.
That's why his secret identity is slightly different. That's why he does need it. And for it to be out in the open, it's like, okay, so screw it. Why don't you just forget it and just become He-Man all the time and screw Prince Adam? And even though a lot of people say, hey, I don't like Prince Adam anyways. And sure, it could be like that. But if you're going to have the story of an identity, I don't like it being revealed just because of that purpose.
Yeah, I'm with you. Well, the secret identity always worked. I mean, with, you know, even comic book characters and stuff like that, and they do it for their own reasons, protect their loved ones, and, well, you know, whatever their reason is, it works.
For Superman, for example, like, let's say they say the same thing. Well, they're always coming after, you know, if they found out, you know, something, maybe they came after Lois or whatever. But the thing is, if you know Superman is Clark Kent don't have to worry about getting killed, you know, like that easily by certain things. I mean, sure, people could find out his weakness with kryptonite, but you know what I mean?
It's not like you find kryptonite everywhere. Yeah, I mean, if you catch Prince Adam by himself walking through the Whispering Woods, I mean, like you said, you can snap his neck and he's dead, and then He-Man will never be again. I mean, so the secret identity is needed in masses. It definitely is. I definitely see your point, and I agree with you.
So that's the thing. If there is to be a secret identity, leave it as that. But if there's not one and you want just He-Man, believe me, I'm fine with that too. I'm fine with if they wanted to do a story of just He-Man and how it felt back in the vintage, you know, comics, if you will. I'm for that. But if you do introduce Prince Adam, no, don't reveal his secret identity. And no, let's not have everybody be related. I do not want Skeletor being related to King Randor if they did a new movie or a cartoon. I like the thought of him coming from another dimension. I like that evil Skeletor. Let him just be evil. We don't have to always, you know, make us, you know, like feel sorry for all the poor guy. And this is why he became Skeletor.
I can kind of go both ways with that, though. I mean, I can appreciate him being his uncle. I like the way that the MYP cartoon, the twist that they did on it. I like that. They intertwined the old version, you know, with the Hordak, and he made the pact with him, and it became Skeletor. That was cool. I like the way that they did that. But, you know, it's hard when you know something for so long and then you just expect change. It's, you know, a lot of people, they're not going to accept it, and it's going to be hard, you know, for them to swallow.
Matter what they do with the movie, like if this Limbo movie, remember again out there, people, again, I want a movie to happen, because sometimes people will post and I'll be like, yeah, well, let's wait till it happens. Some of them don't realize they've been saying the same thing
forever
for
now.
Has been almost 16 years. So you could see I get disheartened. I want this movie to happen, and when it happens, I'll get excited. But that's, I mean, hopefully whenever it happens, it'd be great, but I'm sure it'll still get criticized, you know, We have to, as fans, you know what's going to happen. There's something that's not going to please us, but it would just be good to come back someday and have a new movie and a new
I mean, I definitely see it happening. I don't see the reason why it wouldn't happen. It's just the thing with me is why hasn't it happened? You know, it's just – I don't get it. It's not like the 87 movie was a flop. It made money.
And plus, you know, if they were worried about
after
this,
the
like
credits,
said, this
you see Skeletor, and you know, I think he says, "I'll be back," or
yeah.
something
and
like
the thing,
that. 87, you know?
Like I said, for people, I mean, for them, think about, oh god, the 87 movie maybe didn't do that well, but like I said, it was still pretty good. But remember, this is it's different now. We have a lot of special effects we could use. They don't have to worry about being constrained to not using something,
right.
And we have plenty of story. It's just mind boggling. Like I said, that this has not
thousands
happened.
Of characters that could be used and. Yep. There's just so much. I mean, it could be and they don't have to cram it all into one movie. It could be a trilogy or whatever, you know. I mean, you could make, geez, you know, 20 movies if they wanted to. I mean, you don't have to cram it all into one 2-hour
movie. Don't do that. Definitely don't do that because
yeah, that would destroy
it. Like the
it.
Batman versus Superman movie that came out. That's what I heard most fans say. They said, "Jesus, they gave us way too much. They're giving this person, that person, that person, this storyline."
You didn't see it yet? You didn't see
I
it?
I did see it. Oh, I did see
all
it.
Right.
I just don't
want
to spoil anything for people.
Yeah.
But that's what I mean. There was a lot of stuff crammed into there, and it's like, okay, then what?
Yeah, no, there was a lot of information. There definitely was.
Exactly. So, like with Masters, you don't have to cram and give us Snake Man and Hordak and She-Ra and all that.
No, not at all.
Yeah, stretch
you could
it
just
out.
Basically do a, you know, like a He-Man and Skeletor battle. You know,
yeah,
like could be the
how
main
it has to start. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, and then maybe end it with, you know, Skeletor talking to Hordak and introducing him at the end, or you know, King Hiss, with, you know, or whatever. You know, it can go, you know, a lot of different directions, but. You know, again, there's so much that could be done, and there's so much. Like you just don't need to cram it all into one 2-hour movie. You know, you could do a really decent 2-hour movie with introducing, you know, a really good backstory and explaining the whole He-Man thing and giving us a good. Couple of battle scenes and then, you know, taking it from there, but to cram everything into one and introducing 1,000 characters, it's just it to me that's just too much. Like when Batman Returns, you know, you don't need 2 or 3 villains, and it's just too much to focus on. You know, you don't need it. It's too much.
Yeah, so let's hope for the best for the future. But
yeah, I mean, hope, you know, the future can hold a lot. I mean, look, they just made a second Turtles, and it looks pretty damn good. I mean, you know, I don't know what they're waiting for. I really don't know. I mean, like you, I don't get excited no more. People are like, oh, there's a new script. Yeah, okay, let me read it. Yeah, there's a new, whatever they're called that picked it up, a new
Well, they always have a new studio, new director, new writer, new producer.
Yeah,
I mean, they new script.
Director, producer, actor, blah, blah, blah. It's like, yeah, all right. Yeah. I need concrete evidence to actually get happy now, because for so many years, you know, with all the baloney that we've been fed, it's just not working, you know. I need concrete evidence of a movie, and I'll be ecstatic, you know. I'll be so happy. I mean, it'd be great if they're making one now in secret. You know, that'd be perfect. I mean, that'd be amazing.
Yeah, it would. Like I said, we'll just have to wait. I never get excited when they're like, yeah, just wait for San Diego Comic-Con. Wait for this convention. I'm like, yeah, we heard the same thing last year and the year before.
And the year before that.
And it's like,
for that.
Right,
yeah,
like, I don't really care. I was like, when they finally say it is happening and it's being shot and everything, and I know one person says, no, Joe, it's even more than that. I want to wait till it's actually showing a trailer and it's in the theater.
That's,
like, yeah.
Yeah,
like, I can understand that too. But, yeah, we haven't even came to a point where anything's been filmed.
Yeah.
So when that's happening, then I might start saying, okay, what's going on now? Now I might peek around the corner, but otherwise I'm not going to.
Right. Yeah, it's just we've just been fed so much garbage and lies. It's just it's nothing to get excited about. I know a lot of people do, and a lot of people that they buy into all this stuff, but it's just to me, unless it's concrete, I don't buy into it no more.
Well, you know,
I don't get
weird?
Excited.
A lot of them are the fans, like I told you, that aren't in the, like, you know, like, say, the loop of all the new stuff happening with He-Man. Like I said, so when they see it, it freaks them out. And that's what's good with, I guess, social media. Meaning, I don't really frequent websites. I know it sounds weird, but it's like there's not a lot of good interaction. I can see more stuff pop up on Facebook and Instagram compared to just an isolated site dedicated to He-Man. Not that I have anything against any of the sites. It's just I don't go to them because I can interact with people so much more and things just seem like they pop up quick. Meaning, like when I do a crazy little picture and I'll do something for Masters of the Universe and something fun and I make a whatever, some weird picture, and it gets shared and shared. And if it gets in a lot of places, you start seeing all these people saying, oh man, I remember He-Man. I remember He-Man. And that's what I mean. You start hitting all these people who don't go to these sites because they just don't go. Not that they don't know about it. It's just they don't know about it. It's like, how do I know to go to the site if I don't have a clue what I'm looking, you know, that I'm looking for?
You find them.
You find these people in a lot of different social media, and then they start digging. Then they might go to that site, or they might find that figure. Or like we just said, then they realize, oh, wait, there's been 16 years of rumors on this movie. Oh, I see where you're coming from now. So that's how it happens, you know. So I can't fault anybody when they do freak out about it because it's new to them.
Yeah. Yeah, again, you know, I blame Mattel Advertising. They're just doing a horrible job. I mean, you know, there's fans out there that still have no clue about the Classics line, and it's been out now for 8-9 years. I mean,
there's thousands, there's hundreds of thousands. If this was a billion-dollar property, they're there. They just don't know. And that, like I said, it doesn't make them less of a fan. They just need to get that surgence, that bam, that something to hit them. Like I seen that guy, like I said, at the Fantasticon. It was so cool to see somebody back and freak out like that.
That must have been really cool to see because, I mean – you know, like I go to PowerCon and, you know, everybody there, it's basically it's a He-Man She-Ra convention. So everybody there already is in the loop. They know
they're in the loop.
So, I mean, it's different. So when you actually see somebody actually freaking out and bugging out about it, that's cool. Because, you know, I miss that, man. I miss going to Toys R Us and KB's and, you know, toy hunting and opening up packages, boxes and looking for the figure and stuff like that. So, you know, it was cool back in the day, you know, going toy hunting on the weekends and giving my number out to people, call me if you get this figure or whatever. And, you know, it was really cool back then. You know, it's times have changed. You know, maybe with a new movie, things will go back that way. You know, we'll get retail back. But I don't know about that either, you know.
We get a movie.
But Mattel burned a lot of bridges with Toys R Us, you know. With the peg warmers, with the 2000X, and then the two packs with the DC and the Masters Universe, the peg warmers.
You know what's weird is those are hot now. Those two packs that you're talking about, those things seem like people are trying to get them like crazy. You know,
really
at one time, because at one time I know that it seemed like at a couple of my local Toys R Us's, I always seen the Skeletor, Lex Luthor, and He-Man, Superman. Like, they were really sitting. I was like, why are these things sitting? But then something happened. I don't know if it was, again, an eBay thing or what, but then they were, boom, gone and cleared out. And now people look for them. I mean, they like those different variants. It, you know, for the fans, again.
They were cool. That was a cool He-Man. I'd love that He-Man in that two-pack. Yeah. I love that He-Man. It's a good version of him. And, you know, especially someone like you who does customizing, it's good fodder, you know, it's good stuff to have.
Yeah, they're good. Some good fodder, definitely. But yeah, we'll, for a future episode, we'll maybe get in depth talking about maybe the MYP cartoon, the 2000X figures, all thoughts on that. Like, that'll be a good future topic. Some talk about that too. And
that was a great era for He-Man fans. Cause for me, that's what brought me back in. That was fish line and sinker, man. I hook line and sinker. I was just I was completely brought right back in. And that since that day, you know, I've been 100% back into He-Man. So that's what brought me back.
Yeah, and that'll be a good, like I said, a future episode, and we will discuss the Eternity War. I know some fans have been saying, are you guys going to ever talk about the Eternity War and stuff like that?
Yeah, we'll get to it. I mean, we'll have our pros and cons. We'll get to it.
Yeah, so there's
There's a lot to talk about, guys, and there's a lot to talk about. We'll get around to everything. Just keep giving us your input and what you'd like to hear, and if we get to it during that week, we'll do it,
Okay. And next week we'll return with the trivia, where we'll get each other back and forth on some comics, some other stuff, and involve the fans, because I just wanted to congratulate the person who won the first one we did. It's actually the only one we did so far, and he goes by King Adam, out of all things, so you definitely know he's a Masters of the Universe fan. And Yep, and he was able to guess, because I said, which Earl Norum poster or picture had two different versions of He-Man on it? And a lot of people, they got tricked with that. They were thinking of the William George posters. But this guy, he didn't fall for it. He knew what I was talking about. The poster was the Lake of Mystery, and that's the one where on top they had one thing, and in the lake they had, like, crazy reflections that were different.
Right.
Well,
yes. Okay.
On the top part, they had, I think, Flying Fist He-Man, and in the reflection of the water off to the other side, they had regular He-Man He-Man with his regular armor. So,
really?
Congratulations, yeah. King Adam.
Nice.
And yeah, so he won some Skele-Cash, and I'll have some more stuff planned and some things for next episode.
Awesome. All right, so I guess we'll wrap it up. So, do your little send-off.
Well, just like I said, I always want to say, if you want to go to the all-encompassing Masters of the Universe Facebook page, that's a great page with a lot of discussion. There's no buying, selling, or trading there. Masters of Mythos, they do buying, selling, trading, and discussing. You can go to the Vintage Obscure Masters of the Universe page. That's basically what I just said. They're dealing with Vintage Obscure and stuff, selling and whatever. And
right.
Motu Nation, that's a good Facebook page, too, for a mix of a lot of different things. So.
Right. Well, actually, the all-encompassing page has its own buy and sell and trading page, so you can go to there as well. Always go to the all-encompassing page. Joe and I are both admins there, so always come there. It's great talk with our good friend. Go to HemanWorld.com. There's the forums there. Keep you up to date on stuff. I just want to thank PopCultureNetwork.com. I want to thank Dirt. I want to thank Joe, Tyler, me, everybody involved in this, the fans. And with that, man, I'll just say rock on until next time, man.
Have a powerful day.